Paranormal Perception is brought to you by Paralink, the new social network for paranormal enthusiasts created by paranormal enthusiasts. Create your free account at paralink.com today. Our new sponsor is CoffinCo.com. They design coffin-shaped phone chargers to help you lay your phone to rest. And also brought to you by Alien Soda Company for all things out of this world. Keep listening to find out how you can take 10% off your order. While the Paranormal Perception team takes a break, we take you somewhere else. It could be another dimension, another time. It's definitely another perception. Hey again, welcome to the show. As we and a lot of you continue to enjoy an extended holiday, 4th of July holiday, we're going to go back to September of 2022 for this episode. First, let me give you a little bit of a backstory on this one. I'd been looking for an all-woman paranormal investigative team for a while, but not for the show, not for an interview, but with my production company. I was thinking about, I was ready to bring together individual female investigators. That's just because I just couldn't find anybody. But I've had an idea for something I want to do with I want to produce with my production company featuring an all-female paranormal team. So I've been looking for that for a while, for a team. Wasn't finding anybody, though. Until Crystal bought VIP tickets. Not our Crystal, another Crystal. Bought VIP tickets for OC Paracon last year. So I contacted Crystal because I needed some info from her. And then as we started exchanging emails, turns out she's the founder of, wait for it, an all-female investigative team. Even better, they're here in Southern California. So I invited them on the show. And they've been friends ever since, and we've done a few things and a few more things to come. But here's the first time all four members were on Paranormal Perception. I was going to tell you a little bit about them, but why when you're about to hear everything on this interview from last year, September 23rd, 2022. In our world, up is down, wrong is right. To die is to live. Thinking is discouraged. But following, that's praised.
Some things that were old are once again new.
This show is here just when it's needed the most. This is Paranormal Perception.
No, that wasn't the clock you were looking out for. It's another clock you're looking out for. But again, another reminder, midnight tonight, 2-for-1 tickets. That's it. Bye-bye. They're gone. So let me introduce you to the team that I told you about. Like I said, it's a team with integrity. And I say that because it's in their name. It's Integrity Paranormal Research. It's made up of Crystal, Laura, Sanaa, and Elaine. Ladies, welcome to the show. How you doing?
Thanks,
fantastic.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thanks for coming on. So, Crystal, let me start with you. You're the founder, the lead investigator. So, on your Instagram, and by the way, for all of you listening, I have everything linked up on the show description. You guys can click on the name and go there. But on the descriptions, you describe yourself as the skeptical believer. So, First of all, what does that mean exactly?
Well, I mean, I am a believer in the paranormal. I've had so many experiences. And I've seen ghosts, I've heard them, I felt them. But when it comes down to investigating and reviewing evidence, that's where I'm a little bit skeptical, because I feel like there's always something that we can debunk. And when we can't debunk it, maybe it's paranormal. And that's when I'm like, okay, maybe this is a ghost.
So what made you want to start? Because it's a great explanation, makes perfect sense. But you wouldn't think, you know, somebody who's kind of skeptic and wants to debunk, why would they want to start an investigative team? So why did you want to start a team?
Well, I grew up in a very active house. And we used to have investigators come to our house a lot. One, we wanted to make sure we weren't crazy. And once we were getting those answers from them, they're like, yeah, you guys got some weird stuff here. As I got older, I was like, you know what? I want to do that. I want to go on investigations. I want to go to people's houses and show them that they're not crazy. So that was the main reason why I started it.
And I can guess this one, and probably a lot of the listeners can too, but why an all-female group?
Well, it just kind of happened that way. It wasn't even like planned. It just happened that way. I called Elaine, my oldest friend, and I was like, hey, I'm starting a group. You're in it. And she was like, okay.
Oldest.
And then Laura came, and then Zana came, and we're like, all right, this is it.
Yeah, I mean, I was going to say the obvious. I mean, not just on the TV paranormal shows, but just the paranormal community in general. It's very male dominated, as everybody knows. I mean, again, I come from broadcasting, from the radio, so I like broadcasting. It's for a long time, it was very male dominated. So honestly, when I learned about your team, to me, it was a breath of fresh air because, like, oh, whew, finally. I've been looking for one for quite a while, an all-female team. And there you are. So that's why I had to have you guys on and talk
there
about
we
it.
Are.
So there's a little bit. Let me bring in everybody else. Laura, Sonia, and Elaine. Whoever wants to jump in. Well, Elaine, you were kind of forced to. You were just told you're in there. But why did you guys want to join a paranormal investigative team?
Well, I've always believed in the paranormal. Chris and I grew up together. We've been friends since we were 12. And like, we've seen and felt and heard so many things that we would be amateur ghost hunters at like 13 years old in our houses trying to like find the ghost. And when Crystal decided to put a team together and have real equipment for us to actually document our evidence, I was like, hell yeah, I'm in. Count me in automatically.
Well, wait.
That's why I wanted to join.
Well, I've got to ask. I'm sure the listeners are asking, did you ever find the ghost?
We would like to think we did. Right? I mean,
no video evidence yet. We've caught EVPs for sure.
Weird things have surely happened.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And Laura, how did you get involved with the team?
Crystal put an ad out and I answered. And, you know, I was thinking about your question about why you get involved in ghost hunting or, you know, exploring the paranormal. And for anybody who has a curious mind, you know, you can sit there and you can have experiences and you live with experiences, but some people want to take it a step further. You want to know why you're having these experiences. You want to know where they're coming from. It's the exploration and it's the, you know, the discovery of evidence and seeing things and experiencing things with a group of people, not just yourself. So there is that element of, am I crazy? Am I hallucinating? Am I hearing things? You know, you want to be in a group of people who can validate these experiences that you're having. I mean, that for me was important because you can do these things on your own, fine. But to have a group of people around you who are interested in the same thing and who can support you and validate what you're experiencing is part of the reason, and a very large part of the reason why I'm in this group.
Yeah, like, I love that answer. And Sana, how about for you? How did you get involved?
So I am an entertainment journalist. And so I actually was looking to have a paranormal investigative team on my podcast. This is about 4 years ago. And so I came across their Facebook page and I contacted them and then Laura replied and I had them on the show and then we just kind of went from there. And I've always been fascinated with the paranormal world ever since I was a little kid. I always, you know, I was into horror movies and I've always wanted to be part of a group, you know, a group of like-minded people who I can actually explore. And like Laura said, just kind of be around people who like to do the things that you want to do and just kind of explore and investigate and, you know, just kind of be in that environment and just kind of see what you find from there. So
technically you can say you're the baby, you're the newest member.
I am the newest member. Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think she's the baby of the group in age too.
We're not going to disclose our age.
I thought it was me. I thought I was the youngest. Come on now.
I thought it was me.
We're all young at heart. I'm
We're
not
going to. Yes.
Yeah. Now, the other thing, the other obvious question a lot of people are probably thinking is: are any of you psychically gifted, or what does each of you bring to the team?
Who wants to go first?
You go do. First.
I'll go first. Sure. This is Laura. I've taken a few, I guess you would call them seminars, on mediumship. And I've recently, probably in the last 3 or 4 years, have been having more psychic experiences, more, medium like experiences where I'll just be sitting with a friend and all of a sudden these feelings will come over me or my hands will start to itch. There's always like these weird signals and signs that, you know, that take you somewhere else. And so that has been happening to me more. I really am interested in connecting with the other side. I would love to get some actual answers. And that's part of the process of doing this is finding out what's happening on the other side. I'm very interested in near-death experiences and psychic experiences. So I like to think what I bring to the team is a sense of connection and of trying to connect with the other side on a different level.
Okay. Before anybody jumps in, hold on. Laura, were you, clear this up for me, were you experiencing these feelings that you're talking about before you started taking the classes or no?
Yes, before. Yes. Okay. And it intrigued me. And so I was like, what is this? You know, I want to find out more about what this is, because as you've seen probably on TV, when you have some of these experiences, it can be jarring. It can be kind of scary. You don't really know what's happening, you know? So people who are out there who can help you maybe kind of figure this out and help you along this journey, that's what I was seeking. That's what I was looking for. So that's when I started taking some of these seminars and classes. And it does help. It does help a lot.
Okay. All right, so whoever wants to jump in next, go ahead and jump in.
I guess I'll go. So I'm Elaine. And what I bring to the table, I guess I want to use my spidey senses, my intuition, and blend that together with our investigations. And I can, more than normally, I can feel things and hear things, but seeing them is few and far between. But I can always feel them around me. I can sense different energies and stuff like that. So I want to be able to blend that intuition with actual hands-on evidence. To see we can prove the existence of what Laura's looking for on the other side. And I'm also interested in the history. I really love history, and I like to do like research on some of these places and seeing if it all like makes sense and correlates with one another. I think it's, you know, some of these investigations, these places we go to, we may not get any video evidence, but you know, we could tell whether or not there are certain things happening with our senses. So
yeah,
I just like to blend the senses and whatever intuition that we have with whatever's happening there.
Yeah,
I mean, can I jump in real quick? Some answers. Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just want to say that, like, you know, we're in this world that we live in, it's very external, right? We look to TV, we look to radio, we look to, you know, technology to fill in the blanks for us. And I feel that doing this work is helping to get in touch when you're talking about intuition and things like that, Elaine. You know, it's like, we so tune out our internal voices and our actual human, our humanities. You know what I mean? It's like, so this helps with like getting in touch with being a part of this earth, of being on this plane of existing. So it's really deep. It's very deep work. And I think that people might be maybe surprised to hear that too. You know, it's not just about going out and finding a ghost. You know what I mean?
Right. I think it forces you to be present as well, because it forces you to focus on the moment, what you're hearing, what you're seeing, what you're feeling. You're in tune with those feelings, your senses. And so I think it forces you to be present in your body. It forces you to focus on the present moment when you're doing an investigation.
Yeah. Well, Elaine, a couple of things before Crystal and Sanaa jump in. One, I like all of you the more I'm hearing you, but I think you just became my favorite because Spider-Man has always been my favorite comic book character. You have spider sense.
Spidey senses?
Yeah. And the other thing, the second point, is one that they're not here today, but my guys, Unearthing the Supernatural, they're my paranormal consultants from, like I said, from the Navajo tribe. They have a saying with everything that they do, think beyond written history. So it's kind of like what you were saying. When you go to a location, even historic locations, you know, asylums or, you know, things like that, there was something there long before the asylum was even built. So that's how far back they took it. So yeah, hearing you say that you want to hear, you want to learn about the history, I love that. But I would say, go like what they say, think beyond written history. Because there's a lot more of that also. So Crystal, Sanaa, whoever wants to jump in, go ahead, jump in.
So I would say, what do I bring to the table? I'm like a ball of emotions. I would say I'm an empath. I literally can feel energy like as soon as I walk into a room, of every living thing around me. And I feel that I bring, like, much like Elaine, I do bring like a sense of intuition. And I also feel, like I said, I feel a lot of emotions at once sometimes, and I can get really overwhelmed. But yeah, I think that's one of the reasons I do what we do here with investigations, is because I like to pick up on different emotions and different feelings and different things and try to like analyze and, you know, see what we can discover from that. I think that helps out a lot. Because a lot of things, you know, what we do, a lot of it is unsaid. You know, it's like the unseen. You can't always use all your basic senses, you know, to kind of like try to find out, to investigate. Like, you can't always use your eyes and like the sense of touch or sound. Sometimes it's just emotions. You go with a feeling. Like Elaine will just sit there with us. Like, we did an investigation at Laura's bar a couple of days ago, and she'll just say, oh, I feel something in this corner. That's something that you would know if you felt it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's a feeling. It's not always something you can see. So a lot of that, you know, that kind of, all that kind of entails in what we do. And so I would bring that. I would say I would bring emotion to the group and a lot of my empathetic abilities.
Wait, so you're saying you have spidey sense too?
I'm saying everyone has spidey senses. You just have to be in tune to it. Yeah, so I do. I'm very sensitive. I guess. I guess you could say
I think we all sense. Have that sixth sense. Yeah.
And a lot of people are just not, they're not in tune to it. And, you know, that's why I meditate and I try to be present as much as possible. And that kind of helps me center a little bit, because there's a lot going on in the world.
Yeah. So. No, you're right. I mean, I always say life gets in the way. That's what closes everybody's third eye, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. For sure.
Yeah.
And finally, all have that. Yeah, last but definitely not least, the founder, the one that started all this, Crystal. How about you?
Dun, dun, dun. Well, I don't think I'm as gifted as the other girls. But I can definitely get feelings from places like sometimes I can walk into a room and it just feels heavy in there, you know, like you just feel like there's something there. Yep. And I get that feeling a lot at home. I get that feeling a lot at my mom's house. And we got that feeling the other night when we were investigating at the bar. There was just like this one area. I was like, I don't know, it just feels weird over here. So I went and I sat there for, you know, for a few minutes, and I was like, I'm just going to sit here. I'm going to see if, you know, we get EVPs. But it was definitely like one spot where we all felt that like there was just something there. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I don't know who came up with the name. I'm assuming it was you, Crystal, but why did you go with the name Integrity Paranormal Research?
Well, I mean, I truly believe that if you're doing this type of work, you have to do it with integrity. I mean, you're not going to walk into a haunted place and start provoking and start, you know, like, well, come on and touch me. You know, we're not about that. we are, we're very respectful.
Come on, I dare you.
You know,
we do say silly things when we're calling out to the ghost. We will say like silly things. We're like, come on. So what do you want to talk about? You want to talk about this? Like, come on. Do you like alcohol? Like, we'll ask a silly question.
Yeah.
Nothing offensive. We don't offend. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we'll walk in there and we'll talk to the spirits as if we're talking to a friend.
Yeah.
We'll introduce ourselves and we'll invite them to come talk to us. And there's no disrespect there when we do it. So that's why I came up with that name, Integrity, because you have to have integrity when you do this.
See, I knew I liked all of you for a reason, and that's exactly why. I mean, I've said it many times here on Panel and Perception, and I've even had some of them on the show. The paranormal TV shows that you see, those are not investigators. They're actors. They're entertainers. I don't care what they try to tell you. They're not investigators. They don't investigate for a living. They act for a living.
Right.
So, yeah, you see a lot of that on TV, a lot of the, you know, push me, something touch me, dude, what is this? You see all that stuff. Yeah, that's not how you do it. Real investigators, they know, number one, an investigation should be boring because sometimes it takes a while for something to actually happen.
Yeah.
Second.
That's the unseen part, right? That's the unseen part where you're sitting there.
Yeah.
And in silence and waiting for something to happen.
Well, but the second part is what Sanaa was saying a second ago is you feel it. You can't show that on television. You can't show people's feelings on television. So, but Navalar, you're absolutely right. I love how you approach, and that's called respect, a respect for the spirits, because that's one thing I do not see on television shows or on YouTube channels or anything. They don't have any respect. They just go in there and, you know, very, they're like it's your house or something. Like, hey, come in. What's your name? Who are you? What all that? Like, you know, go in there. They were people too. Yeah. It go in. If that's the way you are in real life, I don't know if I want to invite you to our house. Put it that way.
Right.
Yeah. So the way you treat living people, you should treat unliving people the same way also.
Absolutely.
Right.
Yeah, so again, that's I knew I liked you guys for a reason. Yes, the name absolutely fits now that I heard that. So why did you decide to investigate private residents instead of going to, like, you know, public, like parks or known haunted locations?
I think they're just easier. I mean, we're sort of new. I mean, we've only been together for about 4 years. Two of those years, COVID, you know, so we didn't really do anything. Mm-hmm. It's easier to get in touch with people who want us to come to their houses. I mean, we're open to anything. But it's just easier to do an investigation at a residential home or even a business. I would love to investigate the bigger places, the asylums, you know, the abandoned places. For sure. Like, I don't think there's anything we wouldn't do unless it was like an exorcism.
Yeah.
Because we don't have experience in that.
Yeah. You can add mind reading to your abilities, because I was just about to ask you that. Are there any cases you won't take?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the only thing. I mean, we don't have the experience. We're not, you know, priests or anything like that. So we'll leave it to the pros.
Yeah, my old consultant, Doug Carnahan, he used to say,
it's above my pay grade. So he wouldn't take those on either.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
The other thing that we're super interested in too is ghost towns, like taking those day trips.
Yes. Yes.
And investigating ghost towns and hotels and things like that. So we're open to that as well.
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything. Yeah.
How do you find the clients, or do they find you, or how does that work?
It's mostly people, you know, friends. They're like, hey, I know somebody, and you know, they'll get in contact with us. A lot of times we investigate in my mom's house because it's so active. So it's like, hey, you guys want to do an investigation this weekend? All right, come on over to my mom's. My mom's like, okay. But it's just like, you know, word of mouth with like the people that we know.
We're hoping Instagram brings in more people. That's the main reason we started it. We're trying to be more active on it with our lives. And we're hoping, you know, we get noticed and people DM us, you know, their stories and come on our lives to talk about it. And hopefully we can investigate their houses. So,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, write to us.
I'll be honest with you, not a brag, but now that you're on this show, you know, the people that come on, they do get a lot of hits going their way, a lot of clients going their way. So expect some people calling you soon.
We love that.
Now, come on, guys.
Yeah, well, like most of us, you mentioned it a second ago, like most of us, COVID stopped us from doing anything, really. So, right, and the few investigations that you guys have under your belt, what did you learn, not about investigating, but about each other and investigating together in those few that you did get to do?
I learned that we work really well together, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
We all have like our little piece of equipment, and we all just go off and like everyone's doing their own thing, and then we all talk to each other. We reconvene, and you know, we just talk to each other about what we're feeling, what we're hearing. If they hear it too, did you see that? Did you feel that? Do you feel this? Am I crazy? I just feel like the four of us together, we work really well together. That's what I realized.
Yeah.
That it's a good group. Like, we don't fight. We all get along. We like each other, which is rare.
Yeah.
And that's the most important thing, is we have respect towards each other. And Crystal's always bringing new equipment. Laura's always bringing new equipment, teaching us how to use them and educating us on them. So I like that about us.
We bring something different to the table. So it's
cool. I do think though our female energy also contributes to the success of our investigations, you know, and you can call success, you know, it's different for all people, right? Success is different, but we work really well together. And when you were talking a little bit earlier about integrity, it's really important for us to maintain that integrity. You know, we're not looking to stir up poop, you know. We're there to do some real research, you know. We're there to find gather some real evidence and to have some real experiences. So, you know, and the other thing is to go in and want to help, not harm. You know, we're there to help whatever's there or whoever's there, and to connect with those people so that we can do some kind of good, you know, and that's important. And I think we're all on the same page when it comes to that.
Yes.
Do you charge for the investigations?
No, not at all. No, okay. I don't believe in that. I mean, we're doing a service, we're doing research. Just, you know, going to these places and investigating, I mean, that's all we want. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't really ask for money for that.
Yeah. I don't know if you do this or not, but another thing I don't like about that's not shown a lot of times, some do, but not all of them on the TV shows, is what comes after the case is quote unquote closed. You know, it's one episode, it's done, credits roll. Okay. On to the next episode. But really in a real case, as all of you probably know, there's got to be some follow up, because just because you cleanse or you banish whatever's there doesn't mean they're completely gone or something else might pop up. So do you follow up in some of the cases you take on?
Yeah, well, we'll do multiple investigations too. I mean, it's not even like one and done. You know, like we're not going to get all the answers in one night. So we gather as much as we can and we present it. This is what we got. And we even ask the spirits, like, do you need help? And we'll try our best. Like, if they're stuck there, we'll try our best to move them on. But
we'll go back again and again, you know, we'll go back again and again. It's like investigating my bar the other night. It's like, okay, we got this much. I feel like maybe it was quiet. Maybe whatever is there isn't comfortable enough with us to open up to us, you know, so we're going to go back again and we'll go back again and we'll go back again, whatever it takes, you know?
Yeah.
Okay. So you mentioned Instagram, but is there any other way they can get, because I'm sure there's a lot of people thinking, hey, you know, I could use their help. How do they get a hold of you?
Email us, integrityparanormalresearch@gmail.com. I know it's really long, but
it's easy to remember.
It's the name of our group. Yeah. Email us. You can DM us on Instagram. We're always on Instagram. So, those are the best ways to get in contact with us.
Okay. And for everybody listening, I'll just put up the email there. Just click on it and then bookmark it. That'll make it easy. You don't have to type it out every single time. That'll make it easier for you. So, again, you gave them the I have everything linked up on the show description where they can get a hold of you. Do you have anything? I know you've done that's actually how I found you. You were doing a couple of Instagram lives. Do you have anything like that coming up or anything special coming? Because it is, you know, we're coming up to October. It's that time of the year. Anything special coming up for Integrity Paranormal?
Well, we're always looking for stories from people who want to share, and we'll read them on Instagram Live. We'll share them and we'll discuss them. So we really hope to be doing those more often. I mean, sometimes it's hard for us to get in touch or like just be available on the same day. But when we are, that's our plan. We're going to do more Instagram lives. We want stories. We want to talk to people. We want them to engage.
Okay. Henry, yeah.
Are you familiar with the Omen House?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to, David has contacted me about us coming in and investigating that house. So that's something that we're going to try to do. This in the next, maybe, I guess, depending on how busy he is, in the next month or so. So investigating the Omen House is always a real interesting endeavor. And it's a lot of fun. And there's a lot of things happening there. So the Omen House is hopefully coming up very soon for us.
Yeah. So keep following them and you'll see when they go to the Omen House. I forgot what I was going to say. I got kind of excited when you said the Omen House. I have heard. I've never been there, but I have friends who have been, and they told me you take two steps in and stuff is happening already. So yeah, I can't wait to hear what stories you bring from there.
The energy there is different.
I remember what I was going to say. Actually, what you were saying, I think you all four of you just invited yourselves to the Paranormal Perception Halloween episode because that's all ghost stories. Most of them are from the listeners, but I'm sure all of you have a lot of ghost stories, so we have to include you this year.
Yay!
We're there.
So we will do that. And again, it's the team is Integrity Paranormal Research. I have the Instagram and the email linked up on the show description. Just click on the names if you guys are going to get a hold of them. And, they'll go and help you out with whatever they can. It's Crystal, Laura, Sanaa, and Elaine. Thank you, ladies, for coming on. Everybody else, hang on. Yeah, a week to go, but I'm going to introduce you to one more, the final speaker. He's not the last one that's going to be there, but the final speaker for OC Paracon. Don't go anywhere. Alien Soda Company is where you'll find a variety of paranormal and pop culture themed t-shirts, art, and other awesome gifts. Designed by paranormal researcher Ken Smith, you'll find something that is uniquely you. Coffee mugs with UFO and alien designs, cryptids, ghost hunting, and more. And it's not just coffee mugs. You'll find posters and art for your home or office, even shower curtains, with a Ouija board, Bigfoot, or other paranormal design. New products are added regularly, so visit aliensodacompany.shop today and browse through all of their products. Just for Paranormal Perception listeners, you can use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout and get 10% off your order. You can use that code as many times as you like, for grads or dads, or just for you. Visit aliensodacompany.shop and use coupon code PERCEPTION at checkout for 10% off your order. Alien Soda Company, for all things out of this world.
Welcome to Paralinked. This is the social media platform for paranormal engineers, investigators, and enthusiasts. Paralinked went live in 2023 with the mission to allow the collection of paranormal evidence throughout the globe. Join your new colleagues at paralinked.com, and you will become part of the premier paranormal community. It is the definitive home for online paranormal studies and irrefutable paranormal evidence.
If you're tired of the endless scrolling and constant checking of your phone, then you're ready to lay your phone to rest. Introducing CoughPhoneCo.com, a coffin-shaped phone charger that lets you refresh your brain while your phone's battery recharges. The coffin-inspired charger has a plush, velvet bed inside and is available in a single plot, double plot, and the family plot, which fits up to four phones. You can choose a black walnut, white ash, and Baltic birch finish in either veneered or ebony. Visit CoughPhoneCo.com to pick your plot today. CoughPhoneCo.com. CoughPhoneCo.com. You don't have to bury your phone 6 feet under, but you can use this coffin-inspired phone charger to find more time for the things you really want to do. CoughPhoneCo.com. Lay your phone to rest.
How is Paranormal Perception different from other paranormal podcasts?
Well, let's see. Paranormal Perception organized the only Paracon in a major Southern California city. The weekly guests and topics are never the same old paranormal. And, well, just keep listening. I'm sure you can count more ways. Now back to Paranormal Perception.
Feel free to keep counting the ways.
Not yet. We'll resume the OC Paracon speaker spotlights when we return from break. So that interview you just heard, that was from September of last year. You can follow the team on their Instagram, or as you heard, you can contact them by email, integrityparanormalresearch@gmail.com. I know, long, yes, it's on the show description. Make it easy for you. Now, quick reminder before we get out of here. Reminder that we're about, where's the calendar? About 3 months away, just about, I hate math, about 3 months away from OC Paracon, Anaheim's only paranormal conference. Tickets and info, and also links to reserve discounted hotel rooms. I got some emails and messages a few weeks ago, right before we went to the holiday break, about people asking, are you guys going to have discounted hotel rooms? Yes, we are, at the Hotel Lulu, where it's happening this year. The link is also on ocparacon.com. So if you need a room for the weekend, the link for discounted rooms are right there. It's only for OC Paracon attendees, so take advantage of it. Everything at ocparacon.com. Now, like I said, we're done. We're done with the break, that is. We'll return next week with an all-new episode. Until then, be nice to each other. And, of course, stay spooky. If you enjoyed this episode from the past, you can listen to more of the early episodes by visiting paranormalperception.show and going to the past seasons section. This is Paranormal Perception with Henry San Miguel.